escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is Thursday, August 14th, and Mark Cox himself, here he is, the one, the only, the irreplaceable Mr. Mark Cox.
Right on time.
Yeah.
You're fashionably late, Mark.
When was the last time that happened?
It has not happened recently, but you just like to make an entrance.
We had a
right?
little Facebook meltdown, and that threw me off. So I'm gonna say that's why I'm late.
We'll take it.
I didn't yell for him either. So there's always that.
We were trying to get logged into the Facebook account, and things weren't working right, and that threw off my timing a little bit. I apologize for that. But welcome into the program. It is a Thursday morning. And it's going to heat up a little bit today. And whoa.
Ooh, hello.
What happened
there?
Are
you guys awake yet?
What's that?
Is everyone awake after that?
Yeah, I apologize. I guess somebody had the headphones turned up too high over here. Who sits here during the Reardon show?
I don't know.
I think Hannaford sometimes.
Oh, so I'll blame it on Hannaford then. The headphones were turned up so high when I plugged them in, you got feedback. What a great way to start off a Thursday morning. Isn't that great? Because I swear I looked at the clock and it wasn't that late. And then lo and behold, I hear Ethan say, oh, by the way, Mark, we're in your show. Oh, great. That's great. Let me get in there and see what's going on.
You've been doing so well. I didn't feel the need to have to call for you.
That's
anymore,
okay.
So.
I'm doing better, trying to get in here a little earlier in the morning. The show prep never ends. That's what people need to take away from this lesson this morning. I'm in there working hard to try to get the very latest information from you in sound bites. And I'll tell you what I was working on, actually, is Jillian Michaels, the food expert, fitness expert, who they invited her on CNN last night. And there's a show on there with Abby Phillips. And Abby Phillips is a hard lefty. She's a hard lefty commentator with her own show in the evenings. And it's sort of a roundtable kind of show. Scott Jennings is on there a lot. I play a lot of sound from Scott Jennings from that show. And it's kind of hard to listen to sometimes because Abby Phillips has no control over her own show. She has five people on there who constantly talk over each other, and it's very, very hard to hear because you'll have three people talking at the same time because there's usually Scott Jennings, maybe somebody else who represents a somewhat conservative point of view, and then all the other liberals are trying to talk over them when they try to make points. It's very frustrating. Sometimes these days they do shut up when Jennings speaks because he's the star of the show. Everybody wants to hear what Scott has to say. But if anybody else comes on there, they just try to overtalk them. They just talk them down. And here's the hubbub in Washington right now. Now they're mad because Donald Trump is starting to affect the Smithsonian. His policies are starting to shut down some of these woke Like, you can't walk in the Smithsonian Institution. There are places there that are great, like the Air and Space Museum and the it used to be the American History Museum. And you walk in, you get to see all these old exhibits that the Smithsonian's had for hundreds of years, and it's great. But under the Obama and then Biden administration, they instilled a bunch of left-wing ideologues who run a lot of those museums, and everything became woke. And you'd walk into the American History Museum, and what you get is a lesson on wokeness and anti-whiteness and how white is evil and all of that same garbage you've heard tried to get put into curriculum in schools across America. The Trump administration says we're not doing that anymore. And this is the debate they're having on CNN last night. I was in there listening to some of that. And Jillian Michaels just chewed them up and spit them out, and they hated her for it. Like, you cannot dare to challenge the left's perspective on the fact that if you are Caucasian in this country, you bear responsibility for slavery in America, despite the fact that only 2% of white Americans ever owned slaves in the United States, even 200 years ago. Everybody who's now here who's Caucasian is responsible for that.
We should pay reparations.
And that's the approach of the left to this issue. And if you dare to challenge them on it at all, they lose their ever-loving minds. I'll play you some of what Jillian Michaels got mixed up with them on over this whole thing. They were apoplectic that she would dare to suggest that slavery wasn't about white supremacy and blah, blah, blah. And she said, You do understand the history of slavery in the world, don't you? That it's been going on for thousands of years, that it's still going on, that it didn't start in white societies enslaving black people. It started with black people enslaving black people. It's been going on for thousands of years. But all they can focus on is what happened in America. And America is the one of the few countries in the world that's fixed that problem. And hundreds of thousands of people died over that fight. So I don't know. I apologize for being off track a little bit this morning when I walked in. But I was in there engrossed in this conversation listening to Jillian Michaels set all these people straight. And it really is something to listen to if you haven't heard it. Yesterday, and I do apologize, let me apologize for this, is that the people in here, the people in D.C., this has gone crazy. They talked about it a little bit on the Reardon Show yesterday, and that is the Chuck Schumer and his imaginary friends. I heard this story yesterday, and I was a little hesitant on it at first because, you know, it's one left-wing comedian who was talking about it, and I kind of wanted to make sure that it was real before I went in hook, line, and sinker on it. But apparently Chuck Schumer's had an imaginary couple he's talked about for 25 years who truly don't exist, and he has created such an elaborate backstory about who these people are, who their children are, who their parents were, who they voted for over the years, how they felt about abortion.
He's openly talked about this?
Repeatedly. And these people are figments of his imagination. They do not, they're supposedly from Massapequa, New York, which is where Brian Kilmeade is from. It's his hometown. And people are just losing their mind. Like, why would you ever, I've never believed a word that came out of Chuck Schumer's mouth. But after this, how could you ever look at the guy and take anything he said seriously? I have no idea.
Do they have names?
Oh, they do. Irene and something else. I'll have to look up the name. I've got the sound for you this morning. It's really pretty incredible. We'll get to all that for you. I've got all the sound pulled. I'm done with show prep now, at least temporarily. I still work on it in commercial breaks, just so you wonder all through the show, just to try to keep up with all of it. So right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I live in Washington. This is personal for me. Many people are frustrated with crime that we see, particularly committed by juveniles in the city of Washington.
Yes, they are. That's another reporter admitting Donald Trump has pulled off the greatest sleight of hand in history. He now has Democrats in America supporting crime over law enforcement. It's unbelievable. And now the reporters in D.C. are like, now, wait a minute. Yeah, crime is a problem here. And the Democrats are going, there's nothing to see here. Look at the statistics.
What's your response to Donald Trump?
My response is damn straight we're blocking these nominees. We can't really block them. The rules don't let us prevent them, but we can use every tool in the toolbox to delay them, and we have.
Including lying. There's Chuck Schumer admitting that he's trying to block Republican nominees. It's why it took so long to get an IRS commissioner and ambassadorships filled and all of that, because Chuck Schumer, who is delusional, we can now conclude, has been blocking progress.
The other Clinton investigation, one that was running in three separate FBI offices, New York, Washington, and Little Rock, it was a predicated criminal investigation that was examining whether Hillary Clinton ran a pay-to-play scheme that delivered favors from her perch as Secretary of State while foreigners and others paid large sums of money to her family foundation.
The Clinton Foundation, the cover is off. Cash Patel has now released the documents showing there was evidence of foreign influence being paid to the Clinton Foundation for access to the Bill and the Hill, and Justice Department officials put memos out specifically instructing their agents not to investigate it.
Statehood is ridiculous. We want to straighten the place out. Statehood's ridiculous. It's unacceptable. It's the Democrats want it because the Democrats have, you know, about 95% in this little area. Even I didn't get it very much. They want that. They want to pick up two senators, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. This whole debate over crime in D.C. and there are still people who want the District of Columbia to become the 51st state. They want it to be its own state. Well, why is that? Well, it would be like allowing the city of St. Louis or the city of New York or the city of Los Angeles to become its own state. It would be a dark blue area. Every member of Congress that could be whittled out of it and both senators would be Democrats. It's a numbers game for the left. That's all they care about. It's why they've redlined and gerrymandered California, Illinois, New York, any blue state they can get. They've carved it up to maximize their representation in Congress. Period. End of discussion. They're hypocrites for being mad at what's going on in Texas because they've done all this years ago. Now they're claiming they can somehow catch up. I'm not sure they can, but this argument that over D.C., the Democrats are losing this bigly because you can't be walking around as the party that defends criminals carjacking somebody, getting a slap on the wrist and turning around doing it again the next night. If you support that, you have no business being in elected office, and Americans can see that. They picked another loser here, and Donald Trump threw his bait out there and dragged him right into it. And they were not smart enough to see it coming, and that's kind of where they are this morning. All right, we'll get to a quick break here and see what we've got for this morning's National Anthem.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Boy, that's the truth, Colonel West. Thank you for that knowledge and insight this morning. I have to tell you something, Kim St. Ange. I am going to toot our own horn here for just a moment, if you don't mind. We on the morning show are both cursed and blessed. We're cursed with the worst schedule in the world because you have to go to bed early and get up early at 3 a.m. to get to work to do your job in time. We're blessed by the fact that when we leave here in the middle of the morning, sometime before noon, we have an easy drive home and we have an easy drive to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I got stuck with a friend down in Eureka till like 3:30 in the afternoon, and I had to come up 109 and try to get on to 4064 going westbound across the Boone Bridge. And of course, there's construction there right now. And when you try to get on down there south of Chesterfield Airport Road at the where it ends and it merges onto 40, it's down to one lane if you try to enter from that side. And traffic was at a complete standstill. There was blockage on the bridge. So I had to route myself all the way back up Chesterfield Airport Road around to the bridge to get back on 40 going westbound so I could try to get across the bridge in the left two lanes. Well, during this, all of this, I'm tuned into the Mark Reardon Show because if my radio's on, it's on our radio station, and I hands down, honestly, and I'm not trying to embarrass her here. This radio station has the most informed and best traffic reporter in St. Louis. Sue Thomas is absolutely the best at what she does. She's got a hand on everything in the area because honestly, I don't have to deal with that traffic very often, but listening to Sue talk people through what's going on in the afternoons out there, particularly when you got a problem like that and helping you route around it, that was fantastic yesterday. Just let me
Sue
say
is
that.
The best. And it's so nice when yes. you're listening in real time and you're experiencing that, or the best yep. is when you're about to hit that area and you catch it right as you're about to make the decision, okay, do I go here or do I go here?
Just before you get there. So, Sue, thanks for all you do for our listeners in the St. Louis area, and I hope they appreciate what they've got because we do. Here's what I was talking about, Kim, in case you missed this.
Want to talk less about Chuck Schumer himself and more about two of his favorite people, Joe and Eileen Bailey. They're a couple that throughout Schumer's career, he has talked about a lot.
They're a middle-class right. couple in Massapequa, which is a suburb on Long Island.
Joe and Eileen Bailey, this middle-class couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980. Right. Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their right. friends' right. jobs.
The Baileys really don't believe in trickle-down. They don't believe in a whole lot of government spending, but they believe in tax breaks for kids to go to college.
He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, he'd make $40,000. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about 20. She might make 15 elsewhere. And, you know,
I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
Okay, first, Chuck, stop putting all their business out there. Joe makes $50,000 a year, Eileen makes 20. They own two cars, a Taurus and a Honda Odyssey, and they have sex three times a week. Joe usually initiates, but their therapist is encouraging Eileen to get more in touch with her sensual side. And so-
when you listen to what they have exposed here on Chuck Schumer, this guy is mentally ill. Now, that's John Oliver, the comedian who has his own show, who is playing those clips. But he's going back 20, 25 years with stories Chuck Schumer has told to the reporters to their face. Like, he's describing a real couple that he knows.
So this
and
is,
they are entirely imaginary.
And it's 100% confirmed they're fake.
They do not exist.
To release that much information, you would hope they don't exist, because otherwise that would be really invasive. Have you ever heard, now knowing this, obviously I'm going to be listening for it, I have never heard him talking about
it. I don't
before.
Remember hearing him talk about it, but to him it's the guiding principle. It's what's helped guide him through politics. So these two imaginary friends. I mean, it's insane. I couldn't even believe it's real, but it's real. Chuck Schumer has imaginary friends. We'll get back with...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Kim on a whim.
Imagine you're driving to work this morning or dropping the kids off at school, and you're talking about how you're hungry or you're passing some fast food restaurants on your typical commute, and you get a little pop-up notification on the camera that most of us now have in our cars. You have that, right? A lot of the cars, these screens are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like the Tesla, it's like a dang laptop computer on your dashboard. And they're huge. And people love them. It's like, sure, that is the cool new thing now, is to have one of those massive computers. Well, apparently there's talk of companies being able to use those as a form of advertising. And it's already happening.
Well, of course.
So Jeep owners, somehow this flew under my radar. Jeep owners were saying that earlier this year, they started getting these pop-up ads on their car's little screens. Every time they would roll to a stop, so they're sitting at a stop sign or a stoplight, boop, up this little ad would pop up saying, hey, you want to sign up for an extended warranty?
Oh, no kidding?
So that was happening with Jeep, but it's not just...
So it was Jeep-related in
Jeep
that case.
It was Jeep-related in this case, but this is not going to end here. And there was already another company that was looking at doing something similar, but listen to what this could look like.
Think about an ad-free subscription to drive your car. I mean, marketing firms are practically salivating over all the juicy information our cars have that they could use to market to us. Things like commuting patterns, frequently visited places, music history, driving safety, and more. Once they have all that, there's pretty much no end to the kind of ads that they can just throw in our face while we're in our cars. Not only will this be incredibly annoying, but also extremely dangerous if they're spamming us while we're driving.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, I guess number one, you'd have to opt into it, right?
Well, he's saying, though, an ad-free subscription, because remember, not that long ago, if you were paying for a subscription to Netflix or Hulu or Peacock, you just wouldn't have ads. Well, now you can get the baseline service or package, and you have to pay extra to get it ad-free. That's the new thing.
Couple of thoughts here. Number one, if you have Apple CarPlay, you're already allowing that because your phone is being mirrored up on that screen on your dash, right?
Yeah, but would it play advertisements? Would it pop up a...
Could. You know about geocaching, right?
No.
So that's already a thing. Like, for example, if you're driving down the road right now, and you've got 97.1, because obviously you're listening to us, and you see an ad pop up for, let's say, a collision repair facility that just so happens to be in the same zip code where you are at the moment, that's not coinkydink, just so you know. Your car emits where you are all the time. You share a lot more information than you already think. So geocaching advertising is already a thing. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see it pop up on the screen on your phone if your phone is connected to Apple CarPlay or the internet through your phone. If you've connected to it through Bluetooth, it's got to communicate somehow. But once they have access to this 12 by 12 full color TV screen in your car, you can bet your bottom dollar somebody's going to try to sell you something. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Even if they don't have CarPlay, eventually one day this is going to be a thing.
Yes.
People are just going to have nonstop advertisements. And like you said, it's going to be an auto shop where they can tell you've Googled that. And you have a lot of these in-car cameras. So, this sounds really dramatic, but... You know, if I'm having a bad hair day or something and the camera picks up the fact that my hair's looking pretty rough.
Well, certainly.
Can they suggest, hey, here's some nearby hair salons you might be interested
in, Kim?
Now
you're suggesting that they're looking at you.
No, come on. You don't think that would maybe it's not happening now. I wouldn't put it past
them. But there's not a camera not on my car. I know there's not a
camera.
Okay,
but a lot of people have them. And who's to say that's not going to be a thing that's just automatically installed in the future, and they'll sit there and say it's for safety reasons and it's to protect you and yada yada yada. They'll sell people on the idea, not everyone, but some people will buy into that, and then boom, now they have another way to get information about you and use it. So I was mentioning how it was Jeep where this was happening, but Ford had filed a patent for an in-car advertising system that would use the car speakers and display screen to serve ads to drivers and passengers. That system would also use the car's GPS tracker to serve ads relevant to the driver's route, which is what you were talking about, Mark.
Yeah.
So then, of course, there's pushback on it. So as soon as the media caught on and people were freaking out about it, I guess Ford walked back the idea and tried to say, oh, you know, these patents, they're just ideas that we have, we throw out there. It doesn't mean we're actually pursuing them. Just looking into it.
Oh, it's going to happen. But at least initially, you're bound to have the opportunity to opt out of it, because ultimately you're the consumer. And the car industry is not going to force you to buy a car where you have to be subjected to ads when you're driving down the road. There has to be an opt-out. But eventually, they may chip away at people enough that it might start becoming a standard option on these cars. I don't know. I mean, already you're not supposed to watch videos and stuff on your screens when you're driving, but you know people are doing it. There are programs you can download to your phone to circumvent that, apps, or you can watch movies on that screen on your the middle of your dash.
Well, and really it should be an opt-in. In fact, I was seeing some article. It shouldn't be an opt-out. I was seeing some article over the last week where some new feature, and I don't know if you have to have an upgrade. My phone never does the updates because it's always saying it doesn't have enough battery or not enough space.
You're supposed to plug it in at night Wi-Fi.
But then it doesn't have enough space. And so I just I don't care, delete this notification. But anyway, apparently Instagram is now allowing your friends or your followers or something to that effect to see where you are, to see your location in real time. And it sounds like it's an opt-out situation. It's not an opt-in. And that's what's scary. A lot of these things that are so, in my opinion, invasive, they should really be an opt-in. You shouldn't, I mean, how many of us, we have so many things going on, so many apps on our phones. Who takes the time to sit there? I mean, I guess I've been trying to be diligent about this, but it's so easy to be, you know, scrolling through something and forget that you've clicked on something that now allows them to track you or don't, do whatever.
Every app on your phone does that.
Right.
If you didn't bother to read the fine details when you clicked on that app, there was an opt-out in there somewhere that you probably never went through that screen and looked at. They all know where you are.
Well, you get that little question that says, do you want us to track you? And you can say, ask
you can
app
say no.
Not to track. But Is it interesting to you, or am I just reading too much into this, that it says ask the app, not tell, not demand, not I will not let you track me, it's ask them. It's almost as if they're being like, hey, if it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, app, would you consider not tracking me? As if it has an option. No, I don't want you to track me, period. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. You're not tracking me.
Kim, they're just chipping away at the edges. The older generation will be more hesitant and questioning about that than the younger generation who's grown up with these things in their hands. We're going to be more worried about that. You know, there was a time in the 50s where people were concerned the government was listening in on them in their houses using listening devices. And now we've invited those listening devices into our house. We carry them in our hands. We have a Alexa in the house. You know,
you just set a lot of those off, by the
way. I'm sorry, by the way. Alexa. Yeah.
That's true.
Now,
right.
Now they listen to everything you do.
I know.
Huh?
You talk about a vacuum cleaner. Sometimes I feel like I think about a vacuum cleaner. I'm not even talking about it. And then I look on my social media and boom, here's all these advertisements for vacuum cleaner. I guarantee you I'll get one today.
And you know it's listening because my wife got mad the other day because I had asked the Alexa device in our nice. House a question. And the next time she asked it a question, it said, "Hello, Mark." And then it answered her. And she's like, "Why is it saying Mark?" I'm like, I don't know.
Trainer?
I was talking to it earlier today. I have no idea why it said that. She thought it was a traitor because she's the one that set the thing up.
I didn't even know it would say individual names.
I didn't either. How did it know it was me?
That's kind of creepy.
I know. I didn't say, hey, Alexa, it's Mark.
It's your boy Mark. How you
but
doing?
It knew my name.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about how these advertisements could be a distraction. You know, you're in traffic and boop, it pops up saying, hey, would you like to go to you hungry? You've been talking about food a lot, Mark. Would you like to go to one of these 10 restaurants that are within 0.5 miles of where you are right now? Even concern over the digital billboards that will change. There's been talk about that throughout the country where people say that is distracting for drivers.
Well, sure. They want you to look up from the road to see that. They don't want you looking at your phone when you're in the car, but
you've been looking at
electronic advertisements for years now, right?
It's all a distraction. And, you know, it's funny, we all sit here and say we're so distracted, which we are behind the wheel. A lot of people are, and they try to crack down on it. Like now in Missouri, if you're caught on your phone, even in a stoplight, technically they could ticket you for that. That just, I think, went into effect this year. But I just remember as a teenager, and I do my best to stay off my phone and I use voice to text, but I remember as a teenager, you know, you had your CDs and you'd be flipping through all the CDs trying to figure out which one you want. You'd have to pop it out and then load it. And then the cool cars had, like, you could put like seven in there and move the CDs around and pick which CD you wanted. So we've been distracted for quite some time. It's just a different type of distraction.
I completely agree. I wonder how school is going this week.
Oh, with no cell phones.
No cell phones.
That's right.
Because a lot of kids, my daughter went back yesterday, and a lot of the schools have slowly been starting up this week, and maybe all of them will have started by the end of the week. But, yeah, I wonder how that's going. We're going to have to get a full report. I've got a buddy who's a teacher. I'll have to ask him how the first week
meltdowns
went.
Meltdowns in the hallway. I bet the counselors are really busy this
week.
Some
of the schools kind of already had those rules, but in the public schools, this is going to be shock and awe.
This is withdrawal week for a lot of these students.
It will be. They're going to be jonesing for that iPhone before the day is over, and probably a lot of them are going to be cheating, if I had to guess. All right, we're going to be back in just a minute.
Can we address some of those things that are in there? Because have you looked at some of the things that are being reviewed?
Yeah, slavery was a bad thing that we should talk about.
Okay.
Like, he forgave me
for saying that. He's not whitewashing slavery.
He's not?
No, okay. He's not. And you cannot tie imperialism and racism and slavery to just one race, which is pretty much what every single exhibit does. But let's talk about the fact that when you
look at
slavery, let's talk about the fact
that slavery in America was.
Do you realize that only less than 2% of white Americans owned slaves?
But it was a system of white supremacy.
You realize that slavery is thousands of years old?
White people were
the slave
owners.
Do you know who was the first race to try to end slavery?
Wait a second.
Well, what's controversial?
I'm very surprised.
Yeah, you get my point there about that CNN show, that Abby Phillips show, where they all talk over each other. That was Jillian Michaels on there last night, arguing over with the assorted lefties over the issue of slavery. Like, they think they own that piece of property, and you can't address it if you are not a minority. Well, she happens to be, her mother is Jewish, and her father is of Lebanese descent. So she's not some lily white star who's on the show talking about this. She's like, you need to have a real conversation about this issue, but you're not allowed to in America because it's not politically correct. They were talking about the Smithsonian and the changes in the Smithsonian, and this Julie Rogensky, I think is how you say her name, who's a Democrat strategist who worked for Hillary Clinton and maybe Kamala Harris on their campaigns. She's trying to argue that Donald Trump's trying to whitewash the Smithsonian, just like he's trying to, you know, change curriculum and take his slavery out of the curriculum. I mean, this is all nonsense. This whole 1619 project BS they tried to institute across America is hogwash. It's trying to rewrite the history and suggest that slavery only ever happened in America, and that you got to have reparations for that, which is complete and utter nonsense. Nobody I know, to my knowledge, none of my relatives ever owned slaves. For all I know, one of them might have been a slave, because when I took the DNA test, 2 or 3% of my DNA is from Western Africa somewhere. So I have no idea, and neither does anybody else. And good luck proving that. So that's the silliness of it. The issue of the Smithsonian is clear. Wokeness took over the Smithsonian at some point. The Smithsonian looked the other way when they were tearing down national monuments to American heroes in Washington, D.C. and around the country. Where was the Smithsonian standing up and complaining about that as history was being rewritten? The Smithsonian is supposed to be an institution, a museum of sorts that reflects all of American history. But if it's not woke, they haven't included portions of it, or they've tried to rewrite that. And that's the concern. It's okay to address those things. Listen to what Jillian pointed out, Kim, about one of these particular exhibits that had been set up at the Smithsonian, because, of course, they asked Jillian about that. Well, what specifically are you talking about here? Listen.
Please. There's one called Change Your Game, right? This has been an installation there. Is gender testing fair in sports? Does that, and then it goes on to talk about how it's complex to do gender testing in sports. It's not okay. complex. It's basic science. That's untrue. It's XX chromosome, XY chromosome. That's sports. Is it fair to have biological men competing against biological okay. women in sports? No, but why is this in the Smithsonian? So it's well, look, it's I mean, been completely captured.
First of all, I don't
and it's we, totally
we
partisan.
Don't first of all, we don't have time to litigate
of
all
course
of this.
We don't, because then
but,
you're going to lose
I do, no,
the
no,
argument.
No,
and
no.
if everything is racialized, just like you're trying to do to me now.
I love that.
Jillian
you know what
is
argument,
tough.
Well, first of all, it is annoying that they're talking over each other nonstop. But yeah, she is. She really has come out as a strong conservative voice.
And you know why they can't attack her as much as they'd like to?
Because she knows too much.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. She's Jewish and combination Syrian and Lebanese, and she's gay.
Mm-hmm.
On top of all of that. And she's a conservative.
Right.
And that warps their minds. They cannot wrap their brains around the fact that Jillian Michaels is running circles around their stupid, old, tired arguments mm-hmm. on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
I loved listening to her on this. Now, I mean, that whole segment is hard to listen to because Abby Phillips interjects and the liberals interject when you're trying to make a point and you can never get your point across. It is hard. I don't play bites from it often. Just because they talk over each other. Often I will try to pull a bite from Scott Jennings off there because he's by the way, we're going to start carrying his show. Have you heard those promos?
I can't remember. I knew about that, but I couldn't remember.
Later this month, Scott Jennings is going to, his show's going to start airing here, I believe it, at 8 o'clock in the evening on 97.1, his nationally syndicated show. He does a 1-hour show every day, and we're going to carry it not live, but on a tape-delayed basis at 8 o'clock every night, Monday through Friday. So people be able to listen to,
nice.
To Scott Jennings, who's been around. And, you know, I like Scott's come around. He has. There was a time after 9/11 when I was not a big fan. Or 9/11. After January 6th, when I was not on the same page as Scott Jennings. And he was never a huge Donald Trump fan in the beginning. But, boy, has he become awakened to the truth. And I love listening to him now because he tears him up over there for sure. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Alex Taracio. He's a pollster, a director of political strategy, about the big Trump-Putin summit that's happening in Alaska. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.